This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good afternoon. Ag groups from across the state have partnered together to install wood chip bioreactors to improve water quality. The first bioreactor in the state of Illinois was installed yesterday at the farm of Todd Verhicke in Henry County. Lauren Lurkins, Director of Natural and Environmental Resources for Illinois Farm Bureau, says the name sounds more complicated than the equipment itself, and it's a step in the right direction for nutrient management.
Yesterday we were up in Henry County outside of Geneseo. This was an edge-of-field wood chip bioreactor installation. So every time I say the word bioreactor, people freak out. But it's very, very simple. It's just engineering that tile line to run through a pit filled with wood chips. And when the water runs through and ultimately to the stream at the end of the wood chip bioreactor, it will be reduced in its amount of nitrogen because of a biological process that happens within the wood chip. So it's actually kind of simple and really cool all at once. But this was brought to you because of a partnership between Illinois Farm Bureau, USDA, NRCS, our Illinois chapter of the Land Improvement Contractors Association, and also University of Illinois College of ACES, Dr. Laura Christensen and her research team that looks into these wood chip bioreactors and how well and effective they are at reducing nutrient losses.
Well, what a great partnership to be able to work with all those organizations and implement this on someone's farm in the state. And if I recall, I've visited with you before. These have been used in our neighboring state of Iowa.
Yeah, we took a busload of farmers from Illinois over to Iowa last summer, and we saw a lot of these edge-of-field practices. You know, at Illinois Farm Bureau, we spend a lot of time talking about the 4Rs and cover crops, but you know, this is another element of the nutrient loss reduction strategy, these edge-of-field practices. So we had seen how they worked. We took a lot of farmers with us, and they had a chance to kick the tires over there in Iowa. And so, you know, we thought we would form a partnership here in Illinois to see that same sort of work happen. Recall that Iowa was about 2 years ahead of us in writing their strategy and implementing the strategy. And so I don't think that we're behind in any stretch of the imagination. We're just right on track as far as looking at these practices a little bit more.
So you mentioned using these where there are tile lines and we're having issues with nutrient runoff. Is there anything more you can tell us about it to farmers that may benefit from these, or where you have future plans of implementing these across the state?
Well, you know, the thing that I would say is the lessons learned, right? I was joking yesterday that this site ended up being our Goldilocks site. You know, the first one that we looked into with a willing farmer, it was too small. And the second one, and that was about 8 acres that drained into that area. The second site that we investigated was too big. It was about 800 acres when you looked at, you know, all the tile lines connecting from field to field. And this one was just right at about 40, 45 acres draining into this one spot where the wood chip bioreactor was made. So the important thing is, you know, USDA, NRCS, they actually approved the engineering design. And that is really important, that engineering design. It's going to look different at every field, and not every field makes sense for this project, but many of them might. So you have to make sure that your design, it will work for the topography, for the acreage that's draining through. Some of those, you know, the one on that 800 acre, that would have been the size of a football field, and that is not realistic. This one was about the size of a semi-truck load, and it was put into a grass waterway, so it took no corn, no soybean out of production.
Well, that is very interesting. It's amazing to think about the different sizes that are needed for different areas, which makes perfect sense because obviously the bigger the area, you're going to have more runoff. As far as moving forward with this farmer having it on his field, are there going to be studies in place to look at levels and things to see how it's been working?
Yes, that is the plan. That's the role that the University of Illinois is playing. Dr. Christensen will be researching the water coming in through the structure and then also the water leaving the structure, we will have auto samplers on there, so we're not, you know, putting a burden on this farmer to go out in the middle of the winter and pull water samples, or go out in the blazing hot sun and pull water samples. It'll all be done automatically, and we will be watching it. So this is important because our nutrient loss reduction strategy does talk about these as being anywhere between 20 and 40% effective at reducing nitrogen loss. And so we want to investigate these designs that are standard NRCS designs to see how well they work in the real world. Because if farmers are going to be interested in putting this on just out on their own, they're going to maybe go to NRCS, maybe get cost share, get the technical assistance, and, you know, we want to know how well those are working in various parts of the state.
What are the plans for this partnership looking ahead? I think you had mentioned hopefully going to install more of these, but I think it's still in the beginning stages.
Yes, so this was the first install of a plan that we hope this partnership lasts a total of 5 years to start with. The goal would be to put at least one wood chip bioreactor in the state every year, although if we had the ability, we would also have the funding to put in another one. So in theory, we would have anywhere between 5 and 10 go in the next 5 years.
And I assume this is very exciting. This is all working towards kind of the goal of the nutrient loss reduction strategy in the state to eliminate or minimize that nutrient runoff and to really to get the EPA off our backs and just to make the water better and just a better environment.
Right, right. And, you know, the farmer up in Geneseo who agreed to put this in, this was his idea, number one. You know, he has split applied his nitrogen forever. He has been planting cover crops to sequester the extra nutrients, and he was looking to go further. And so it's that type of farmer that we're looking at that is interested in this additional edge of field. It's not the answer for everybody. It just captures and treats that's already leaving the field. So from an economic standpoint, the farmer has already lost the nutrients, and that's not what we want. So it's sort of that Band-Aid at the very end of a process where the farmer feels like he's already tried to implement so many practices in field in his crop rotation as it already is. This is just something to investigate at the edge of field.
Lauren, thanks so much for your time today. This is a really a great project, and I can't wait to hear more about it as we roll on through the years and install more of these in the state. If a farmer would like more information or would like to get involved, who would be the best person for them to contact?
You know, they can either contact me, and my email is the best. It's llurkins@ilfb.org. Or they can contact, I believe, the Land Improvement Contractors Association. There are contractors throughout our state who are doing the hard work and putting these bioreactors in. And so if they could contact it's Ryan Arch. He is the executive director of LICA. He would be a great person to contact as well, and we will work on reaching out and sort of fielding that interest to see if that location will fit for this type of project.
Lauren Lurkins, Director of Natural and Environmental Resources for Illinois Farm Bureau, and we'll be back with more right after these messages. Syngenta has reached a settlement with farmers involved in lawsuits over the launch of Syngenta's AgriSure Viptera and AgriSure Duracade corn traits. The lawsuits allege Syngenta's release of traits unapproved in China led the nation to reject U.S. corn shipments and push corn prices lower. The settlement is estimated to be close to $1.5 billion, according to Reuters. The settlement does not, however, apply to lawsuits filed by U.S. grain handlers, ADM, and Cargill against Syngenta. Further, cases brought by farmers in Canada are also still pending. Syngenta says the proposed settlement would allow both sides to avoid the uncertainty of ongoing litigation. Lawyers representing corn farmers in the federal litigation confirmed what they called a preliminary settlement framework. Syngenta has denied any wrongdoing in the case. Owners of Beef Products, Inc. have established a $10 million fund to benefit former BPI employees impacted by plant closures. The fund will help employees who were laid off when sales dropped, stemming from a series of reports about the company's lean, finely textured beef product broadcast by ABC News. BPI laid off roughly 750 employees and closed facilities in Iowa, Kansas, and Texas at the time of the reports in 2012. Following a settlement with ABC in its lawsuit, BPI announced the fund this week. In June, BPI settled a $1.9 billion lawsuit against ABC for defamation and claims that the network had used false information. The settlement amount was not made public, but the Walt Disney Company, ABC's parent company, listed a $177 million litigation settlement in a quarterly financial filing. And that's all we have today for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.